Lamalyn of On the Carol losing my keys. She drove my car over. She got this out of it and that out of it. And I ain't got the keys. I'm gonna pop up on her hair. All right, buddy. That's a good attitude. Not only my car keys is in it, but my room key was in it. I bum my way in the room. What are we gonna play, Jerry? That made me draw my eyes down. Good. That's your heart. Ain't that good? That's too low, ain't it?
Don't worry about that. They'll fix it.
All right.
What are we doing?
Something in A, he's...
Diamonds?
Ready?
Thank you.
Got the record jammed this week, I think, from 7 o'clock to midnight last night.
But that's all right, I'm able to play. As long as you all like it, I'm here. Yeah. What we'll play now? Okay. Tell Michelle.
That's not the right thing.
That's Patty on Return. Now, this is the way my pappy played this one. I might play it a little faster than he did, but I get excited.
Thank you.
I started playing with this guy here. A fella told me, he said, now if you can keep up with him, well, I said, he'll have to keep up to me.
Boy, they went wrong about that.
And this session here is called a visit, so we're supposed to visit with Melvin. If anybody has a question for him, speak right up. Melvin, I was wondering if you'd like to talk about the time you and Clarence hit the road and tried to make your living playing music.
Would you rather not think about that?
Well, there's a lot of fun there.
Tell him who Clarence was first.
Clarence was a brother, and he was 2 years younger than I. And he is one of the tormentless. He's gone now. He passed away. But anyhow, he is one of the tormentless fellas that I was ever around. No wonder Carol's so bad. He'd pinch you or he'd do something bad to you, and he didn't care who. He done something to my wife one time and started to run. That's before we was married. And she threw the poker at him and hit him across the heel. He was crippled for weeks. He never let off. Yeah, he's just like that. We'd go to places and play all night and be walking back home the next day, hot, you know. He'd start singing a verse of a song or some silly something, and he'd never let up. He'd last for miles. I kept him about as far from me as I could throw a rock. But he was one of the best fellas to you in the world. He was one of the finest singers I know. And he could play any kind of music. but we don't have no tapes of him much. We got a few of them. We're sick on these old reels. But anyhow, I miss him. If he was here today, you'd see a second Carol. So we decided we'd go make a living. Times are so hard. We decided we'd go play music for a living. We landed out in Fairmont. That's when Skyland Scotty and Lola Bell and them was around there. We played on the streets and we played for American Italian dances and got into trouble with some of them. But it was, we were making a little money. We played on the streets, we played in the sheriff's office, we played at the fire department, and everywhere in town. So these people from the fire department, they would take us out to play for square dances. Play all night or play till after midnight, and then try to get home. That's in the roaring 20s. But anyhow, we worked at that for a good while, and then I had to come home, help with the work at home. So we dropped out of that. We had a nice time there, and we run on the fellow there from down in Calhoun County, and his name was, but anyhow, that wasn't his name. Anyhow, the sheriff there in that town was a great big belly fella. Way out, you know. And my brother called him Babe Garrett. That was the sheriff's name. So he called him Babe Garrett, and he couldn't keep up with him. He was just a short-legged fella. But he'd tie a string to him, and all through Fairmont, we'd go with him as a string to that guy, of course, to keep up with him. But anyhow, it was a lot of fun. This is one thing he got in trouble with. He was always calling people red nose, and he'd speak to them, hello, they're red nose, and so on.
This was Clarence?
Yeah, so somebody come along and they had their nose painted with mercurochrome or something, and it was really red. He called him Red Nose. Well, I reckon this guy didn't think about what happened there for a little bit, and he went on fishing directly. He stopped, two or three of them. And we looked back, and they stopped, but we never went back to see what they were. I know what this was, and they're mad about that Red Nose business. Next day, we met the same guy, and he was looking sober, and he had that plastered up real white. I was sure that boy was going to call him White Nose, but he didn't. He's just like that. He's like that all the time. And he never seemed to run down.
How much did you get paid for a dance at the firehouse?
Well, it runs so much a set, you know, and we pay, if there's a lot of dancing, we maybe make $4 a night. Three of us. My brother-in-law, he played the guitar, and he was a good backup.
That was Ace Single?
Yeah, my wife's brother. And he got killed on a tractor. He had a heart attack, and the tractor run with him, stopped in a creek, and just run on him until it just ground him up. So you never know. You never know what will happen to you. Living today and going tomorrow. Well, I was thinking about going up to Washington. I've been sending material up there for several years for a award up there, maybe sometime. But I'm trying to send material up that way. For a reward affair. That's the great thing of life. So we're gonna give you a little material here. What are we gonna play? Is that all you want me to tell you?
You're in tune for Rainy Day, aren't you?
Yeah.
That might fit today also.
Yeah, we played that this morning, but that'll fit right in. It rained today while we was playing.
Thank you.
you'd tune that the first string down and get in the Betty Baker key and just play that all by your lonesome for us.
That's over the river. You see that?
Let's go on. He's tuning his E string, his fine string, from an E down to a D. Get it in G tuning.
Devil can wait.
D A D G. Melvin, I was wondering, you kind of do a step up with one foot and down with the other. did your some of your people? I know your dad was a fiddle player, and others, your uncles. Did any of them dance while they played like that?
It seemed to me like my dad, when he played, he was like Jim.
Rattlehead?
No, Jim McGee. He had one foot like that. I don't know how Melvin got that. I really don't.
Doing that. Wasn't it Tom Dillon, the fiddler, that he backstepped all
the time? Yeah, he could really dance. Yeah, and he used two bows. He had them girded together, up at the front and up your back. He'd get on the floor. We built platforms wherever the fair was, me and my brother and that brother-in-law. And he'd come and he'd get out on the floor and play and dance real good. I liked it, but I thought he was a fantastic player. But then I gets one of his tapes, and it just didn't jive up to what I thought. I don't know whether he'd go old or what.
He was pretty old.
Yeah. So it was hard for him to make it. But I've got one of his tapes.
Did that make the fiddle sound real loud when you had two bows?
I couldn't tell if it did. But there's no slip to it. I try to keep my bows so there's no slip. If it slips, it bothers me. Yeah. It misses that much, and that might be what somebody wants to hear. So I try to keep it from doing that. A lot of people never pay too much attention to it, and they just go like that and play anyhow. Well, I could, but I don't want it to miss, because it might miss right where I want it to get.
While you're in that key, would you play Boatin' Up Sandy?
Yeah. And All My Sugar Baby?
Sure.
when I was over in Fort Townsend, we had two classes. One only had about three in it, the other one had about 9 or 10. And most of the ones that had the 9 or 10 in had the girls in it. And they played, "Hey, My Sugar Baby, Don't You Know." They came in third place, and the one that had two, they come in second place. So there's three in one. They've done pretty good. Want to change?
My Sugar Baby.
Oh, My Sugar Baby, Don't You Know. Sally baked pies. Molly put the kettle on Sally baked the pies. When they seen the boys coming, they laid them all by. I don't know whether I can play that or not. But
while you're in that key, maybe you play another old body lonesome, play us a little tip to get your hair cut.
Now, you don't have to unless you want to. Just a minute, I've got to take my shirt off. It won't take that long. I've watched that picture of Tommy Zero, and I was down there with him, and we played, I was there 2 or 3 days, and we played, he'd play a while, I'd play a while. Well, he said, "We'll play till 2, and then we'll quit in the morning." Somebody asked somebody what time it was, right? They said, "It's 2:15. Well, he said, "It's too late now. We'll just play all night." It's just like that. He had a gal there with him that played one of them little old ukuleles. And I tell you, she could really get on tight with that thing. I don't know who she was, but anyhow, she's a good one. Paul Brown, I don't know. Anyhow. He liked his birds. He liked wildlife. Now this is a tip to get your hair cut. Mm-hmm.
Tell me that your dad got that from a black man?
Yeah.
He played
it one time, and my dad wanted to learn it. And they was playing for these old swings that you run with horses. And that was back in the 20s. Oh, it was later than that. It was back in the teens. So he wanted to learn the tune, and he tried to get him to play it again, and he wouldn't play it for him. My dad said, well, I'll give you a quarter. Quarter's like $10 now, huh? Maybe more. But he still wouldn't play it. So Dad went home, and a few days after, I just come to him. Now, that's what about you fiddlers. Let me tell you what happened. If you like to play, and you forget a tune, sometime it'll come right to you. Don't get discouraged, you'll never forget them, because sometime they'll come right around and you'll just pick them up and go to play them. That's the way I found it. Of course, I was anxious to learn, me. But that'll happen to you.
Well, you say that swing was drawn by horses?
Yeah.
Is that at a fair or something?
Yeah, just like these horses that you ride, you know, like a swing at a fair. Mm-hmm. But it's run by horses, and it just had a tongue and it just went around with. And it just made a swing, two in the seat, you know.
Did the seats go around the same speed as the horses, or were they
geared
up?
Well, they might have been geared up a little faster than the horses went. I think it was. But anyhow, it's been a long time ago. I was just a little fella.
And then you played music at the movie theaters when they first came in, didn't you?
Yeah, that's the funny part of that. They had a movie in Burnsville where they showed. Sometimes there's silence, and sometimes there's talking on. But anyhow, we played, they'd have to play a while, and then they had to change reels in them. That took about 15 minutes. So they got me and my brother there to play between reels. And it was pretty good. We played, we got in free in the show. And so they decided to have a fiddler's contest. Now this is the funny thing. And there's four or five of us together. My dad was in the bunch. We played. I got first place. The first place was $5, and the second place was $5 worth of tickets. And that's all the prizes I had, but just two. I won the best one. That's the first one I ever won. So we went home, and times were hard. My dad, he needed the money, and he wanted to trade me the tickets for the $5.
He won second. I said, nothing doing.
I said, I need that $5. I said, that looks big to me. And he said, well, said, I needed it. And directly he got a little irritated, and he said, now listen, young man. He said, I was only about 13 and 14. He said, I can beat you up playing the fiddle. And he said, everybody knows it. I said, yeah. I said, them fellas down there didn't think so. But anyhow, I gave him the $5 and the ticket, so I just gave them away and traded them around. I didn't have no use for them because we got in a show after free anyhow. Then the next one I played at, there's an old fellow by the name of Bailey there at Gasaway, West Virginia. Oh, there's about 13 or 14 of us fiddlers. So I won first place. I was just a kid. And this old fella come around, and he said, now I have a hard time making a living. He said, I need the money. He said, how would you trade with me? He got second or third, I don't know which, but anyhow. I said, do you really want to do that? He said, yeah. He said, I do. I said, okay. So I just give him my prize and took his. I felt good over it ever since. Yeah, really. Some. He played anything he picked up. He really could. He played a banjo then. Mm-hmm. Five-string banjo. He was good on one. He played clawhammer style most of the time. But he sung his. He could sing. He said he could sing like Jimmy Rogers and look like the Carter family. That's pretty good. I think we have some down at home, but I couldn't. After he passed away, I just couldn't stand to listen to them. But I think I could now. But they played them some down there. And I just couldn't stand, so they took them away from my home. And out one of my broke boys. But we'll gather them up sometime. Maybe I'll bring some up here, get them redone, bring some up here. I sing in the church with bass a little bit, songs that I know.
I've heard him sing the Tailor in the Chest.
Oh, I sing a lot of little ditties. That's the way my dad even. I sing some funny ones, and some ain't so funny. My mother and my grandpa sung at night after supper, and they'd sing till midnight. Just one sung a song, and then the other. Now, Granddad, he sang a lot of songs my mother didn't like. But anyhow.
Melvin has a first cousin. He learned a lot of songs from that same grandfather, and he's now on an Augusta tape. His name is Everett White. If you want anybody interested in old ballads, he learned quite a few of them.
Yeah.
My grandfather.
I was listening to that fellow here yesterday talking about the coal miners. Now, I went through all of that stuff. I've worked in and around the coal mines for 37 years. No wonder I'm humpbacked and knocked out my legs.
What was that one real low coal mine you told me about?
Yeah, that's down in Cabin Creek, West Virginia. I come home after working down there. Well, you had to work on your knees all the time. And so I come home and I told the children at home, I said, well, the coal's so low down there. You have to roll in till you get into where you're going to work. And then if you roll in with your back to the coal, you have to roll her out, roll back in again. I took my old fiddle in the coal mines once. I were going on from there to play for a dance, and I had to. I walked about 4 miles of the coal mine, and I take my fiddle in. And somebody said, why don't you play, so Tony? It sounded all over that mine. Somebody might have thought the world was coming in, but it was just me playing the fiddle.
What time of year was it when you did that, when you took the fiddle inside the mine? Did you have it in with you all day?
Yeah.
What time of year was it?
I don't remember, really. But anyhow, I took it right in. Well, we're going to change this thing a little, ain't we?
Maybe some D-tunes?
Huh? Would you rather me play some A fiddles?
A couple D-tunes, then?
I ain't played no G since I've been up
here. All right.
No C. This is one I kind of like. I'd rather be an old-time Christian as anything I know. something wrong with it. Now, I learned this off of an old cylinder record when I was a little fella.
Wednesday Night Waltz, and I don't know if you have a name for that.
I don't know what it was. I never heard it. It didn't say. It just finished up with that on. No silver record.
Melvin, I wonder if you'd play the Dirty Sheets for us.
Didn't I play that in here?
Not for these
not
people.
No.
Dirty Sheets.
You ought to sing
well,
it
this is a good tune. Let's see, how's it go?
Thank you.
used to help run the folks festival at Glenville. He played that. And he rocked his boat as he played it. I couldn't do that. But anyhow, he made arrangements for me to go with him down to Atlanta, Georgia to play in a festival. So we had the time set for the next year. He went on. Dave, John
Morris.
Dave Morris. He was supposed to take me down. He got in the army and he couldn't take me down, so I was left at home. Missed that. Missed Atlanta, Georgia. How about that? Calhoun Swing. Now let's play that slow so we can get that shuffle in.
All right.
I hope we can play it slower.